Throughout the readings today, we see the invitation, the promise of faith. Invitation for David to have faith in God, in what he would do for his heir. An invitation for Abraham to go forth in action, leaving all that was familiar, because God said, "This will be so." And Abraham believed. We see that Joseph is definitely a descendant of both Abraham and David. He is a man of faith. A man who the angel of God speaks and he responds in action in accordance with what God had said through the angel. You think at times we underestimate, seems funny saying that, underestimate the value of faith because we like to know for sure. Anyone who has spent time discerning any vocation at all, other than their vocation of baptism, which is really what we're talking about today, but any other vocation than that, this unsurety that comes and wanting to know clearly that this is what I'm supposed to do. Yet there is an invitation of faith that is a part of who we are as a people. God reveals, and we are invited to enter into trust with the one who reveals, because he is worthy of our trust. We see the invitation for faith, the invitation to act. Yes, it has much to do with what is said, that it is reasonable or understandable. But look at what God says to Abraham, who is way past the years to normally be a father. His wife, way past the years to normally conceive. And yet God speaks, and Abraham believes. And we see even what the angel Gabriel, or the angel, doesn't say it's Gabriel, but the angel says to Joseph, "Oh, don't worry, this is by the Holy Spirit." "Oh, well, that's all you had to say. Okay, I got it from here. I know what to do now," right? No, I mean, even with the words of the angel himself is mysterious in itself. And yet Joseph believes. And so, in some way, our invitation of faith is not so much an invitation to look at what is spoken and understand its reasonableness and, you know, that makes sense, it's logical and things like that. Ultimately, it comes down to believing in the one who speaks it. We spent a whole semester with the translation of the first line of the creed. You know, and the way it is in Latin specifically, this type of belief and believing into relationship with the one who reveals it. This is the kind of faith that we speak of. I believe in one God. It's entering into not just the information being logical, but the one who has revealed it is worthy of my trust. And therefore I enter into that relationship. I think this is really important because this is the original temptation. This is the original lie. Adam and Eve, the evil one, sowing within them the doubt of the goodness of their Heavenly Father. so much so that they doubt his goodness towards them and they reach and grasp after for themselves. All that Jesus does, all that he reveals, all who he is inviting us to recognize the goodness of his heavenly Father, his love for us, and that we are able to put our trust in him. I can't think of more appropriate message in this time in which we are invited to believe, we are invited to act, even in the midst of not being able to see how God will bring goodness from that which we are enduring in this time. We know that he will. And I think at times we already begin to see it. But we are to be a people of faith. If everything is easy, if everything is fine, if everything is peaceful, there is no opportunity for us to act in faith. Let's recognize that this present moment gives us great opportunity. It gives us great opportunity to boldly step into our faith. Last thing I'll share, there was a word that was shared during a meeting that I had this morning. The understanding that there is a great stripping that is going on for our nation, for the world, for our church. This idea of being stripped bare. But the understanding of it is that God is allowing this stripping to take place, not to leave us exposed and vulnerable, but to prepare us to be clothed anew. It makes perfect sense when you think about it, you know. You can imagine that you're still wearing the same clothes that you wore on Monday, but just throw your Tuesday clothes over the top and then your Wednesday clothes over the top, and now it's time for our Thursday clothes, and by the end of the week I'll throw it all in the laundry and then I'll start again. But that's not how it works. To receive the new, we must first take off the old. It is an invitation to believe in the goodness of the one who desires to clothe his children. The goodness of the one who loves his children. So, I'm going to just say in these days, the example of Joseph, the example of David, the example of Abraham, as men of faith, inviting us to, in our day, to be men and women of faith, to hear what God speaks to us, and to act. Act strongly and courageously in that faith. Amen.